Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, it's been pretty busy offseason for the Lions, at least the last couple weeks. You know, Golden Tate, the wide receiver, free agent from Seattle, is in now to be the number two. Safety, James Ahedebo is in, kind of fills that big need for them at safety. But my big question to you is, you know, what's next? What's the next big roster need for this Lions team?
Well, the one people were talking about, of course, is the backup quarterback with Sean Hill signing with the Rams. And, you know, Sean here for 4 years, but it was probably just time for both sides. The name that keeps being brought up was Dan Orlovsky, and I thought that would be a good, solid signing. Look, the keys belong to Matthew Stafford. You're not looking for competition, you're looking for insurance. So, yeah, that's good. And then, you know, we're coming up on the draft within about 5 weeks now. And so, that to me, that's really it. We're really at the dribs and drabs of free agency now.
When you look at this at this roster as it currently sits, there's not a lot of starting openings,
no.
you know, on this team. There's a lot of starters in place. I think you're looking at, you know, guys you can plug in, guys that maybe replace good starters now. Maybe you're looking at upgrades at positions. But I think, you know, if you're looking at the roster itself in terms of real needs, to me, I think you got to find that number three receiver yet. You got to have two guys that can stand alone outside of Calvin Johnson if you're in that situation like they found themselves in at Green Bay and in some other games last year. And I think they needed another pass rusher. I don't know if that's a defensive end behind, you know, Devin Taylor and Jason Jones and Ziggy Ansah, or if that's a linebacker that you can maybe do some things with and rush off the edge. But I think getting another pass rusher, getting another pass catcher, those are probably, as I look at it right now, two of their bigger needs.
And also, I think they need one of their young cornerbacks to develop and step forward. And you know what I think, and this is just me, but I think if you look at Darius Slay from last year, second-round draft pick, who really didn't play a lot, but he came on late in the season, getting over some of his knee problems. That, to me, that's almost like adding a draft pick. Now, look, you would rather that he played well last year and got 16 games and all that, but he didn't. But I think that's almost like adding a draft pick this year, getting a guy who's a second-round pick.
And you and I have talked about this in our Tim and Mike columns and even on videos before. Is, you know, I get it all the time. They need quarterback. Mike, this team needs a cornerback.
Yeah.
You know, what the heck? But I think you make a terrific point. Look, Chris Houston is signed for 4 more years. Darius Slay was a second-round pick. They've drafted 4 cornerbacks in the last 2 years. At some point, these young guys have to play. Maybe you can add some talent to that. Rasheem Mathis, I think, was a free agent still out there. You know, he could be still in the fold. You could draft one, but I don't think that's a need at number 10. I don't think it's really even a need in the second round. I think you've got to develop these young players. You've got to see if they can play. And that's where you're at.
Well, I mean, in that regard, though, but a cornerback in the draft would be a young player that you'd had to develop. And look, who knows how good Justin Gilbert will be in the pros? Who knows how good Darquez Dennard? But there are scenarios where I'd draft those two, and that is if the wide receiver's not there. If you're just not set on who you want at number 10 and the cornerback is the highest-rated player there and you think he can play, take him. But I wouldn't just take one to take one. I think that's... So we got these geese back here honking in the background. I guess that...
I don't think they agree with you, Mike.
Okay, guys, no cornerback. You happy? See you on Thanksgiving.
Well, the terrific thing about this scenario this year is that you and I have 2 extra weeks to debate all this with the draft being pushed back 2 weeks. Lucky for you guys.
I don't think these geese want a cornerback. We're leaving.